I took a trip with the family down to Canada's Wonderland on Friday night to check out this year's Winterfest, and much to my surprise, we all had a great time. You see, I am not much of a Christmas person. Halloween is more my thing. And taking two young kids out anywhere in public without issue is rare. We went to Winterfest when it first opened a few years ago, pre-COVID times. It was crowded, freezing, and I remember waiting in huge lineups for everything from food to photos. Needless to say, I was a skeptical about going again. I made sure to better prepare myself this time, packing lots of layers and patience. Thankfully, we picked a night with good weather. It was beautiful, with no wind or precipitation, and just the right amount of cold. We arrived just as the park opened at 5 p.m. and were pleasantly surprised to find it pretty empty. We got parking right up front and headed to the gates to check in. Heads up, the park now requires all guests 12 plus to show proof of vaccination. Once through the gates, I was amazed at how beautiful the park looked all lit up. I truly felt like I was on the set of a Hallmark Christmas movie. Hot tip. If anyone plans to pop the question this holiday season, this would make the perfect backdrop. I immediately took out my camera to try and capture the charming, magical ambiance, but I honestly don't think the photos do it justice. Right in the middle of the park is Snowflake Lake where guests can skate. Skate times must be pre-booked online in advance and as an additional cost. I stand and watch the skaters glide across the ice surrounded by twinkling lights. It looks like a picture on a postcard. There are many photo op stations situated throughout the park, including a light-up Christmas bulb ornament, which I make my husband pose inside with me. On our way to Kidsville, we walk through a trail of life-sized candies, lollipops, gingerbread men, and candy canes. There are real-life gingerbread characters standing by to take photos with. Singers, dancers, and musicians entertain the crowds on the many decorated stages set up throughout the park. We stop and watch the Polar Party, a trio of dancers, who encourage the guests to dance along with them to holiday tunes. As a former dancer, I thoroughly enjoy this part of the night. The kids go on a few rides in Snoopyville. There are no lines. It felt like we had the whole park to ourselves for a while. Hot chocolate stations are scattered throughout the park, along with many festive food and beverage vendors. And it's not all for kids. They even have adult drinks like mulled wine, festive cocktails and craft beer to sip on at the Cider House and Jingle Bar. Wonderland's famous funnel cakes have taken on a holiday twist with festive flavors including eggnog, candy cane and gingerbread. Kids are able to take part in cookie making with Mrs. Claus, for a fee, or make a Christmas craft in Kidsville, write letters to Santa with elves, and take pictures with Saint Nick. Walking through Charlie Brown's Christmas tree lot, all I can smell is the fresh aroma of pine. The mini maze takes you through a trail of trees where you will pass by the iconic Charlie Brown tree, affixed with one large, lonely red bulb, just like in the movie. Shops are transformed into holiday markets, decked out in garland, ribbon, snow and sparkle. We visit Sugar Plum Sweets because my youngest won't stop talking about the candy store, since we passed it on the way in. Inside the shop are colorful Christmas trees, nutcrackers, and gingerbread houses. We stock up on a few treats before heading to the exit. I choose a chocolate-covered, candy cane-dipped marshmallow, yum. As we head out, I see the crowd is starting to get bigger. In the end, I am glad we came. Overall, it was a great little family outing. After dealing with multiple disappointments and lockdowns over the past 2 years, it was nice to get the kids out to experience some sense normalcy and fun, all while creating magical family Christmas memories. Winterfest runs on select dates until December 31st. To learn more, visit the Canada's Wonderland website here.